Yemen's opposition coalition has accepted a Gulf-negotiated plan that would remove President Ali Abdullah Saleh from power, clearing the way for a political transition after months of upheaval and violence. Under the proposal, Mr. Saleh is to leave office 30 days after the plan is formally endorsed by the president and the opposition. A transitional government led by a vice president named by Mr. Saleh would then take over until presidential elections are held 60 days later. We are joined now by Robert Powell, a senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit in New York. Welcome, Mr. Powell.
Good morning.
Mr. Powell, what is your reaction to this development?
In my opinion, it feels and it's being portrayed as the end of President Saleh, but actually I don't think we're hugely close yet. And this is why the protesters are still out on the streets. 30 days is long enough for him to either undermine the deal or, in fact, to cause it to collapse entirely, or indeed to manage perhaps a succession if he does go. Equally, there's no real time scale in here for setting up new institutions. After 60 days, new elections are supposed to take place, but who will oversee these elections? They have not been free and fair in the past, and there is no media freedom law, or at least nothing that resembles true freedom in any case. So the problem for the protesters is they may end up with something similar to what they have now. Perhaps the president will go, but there's absolutely no possibility of having a true, free and fair, accountable democracy replacing the president.
Do you think the international community should step in if Saleh steps aside?
Well, we've seen some of that already with the Gulf countries moving in. And it's interesting, if you speak to representatives of the protesters, they are actually looking for a more robust involvement from the U.S. That's not remotely suggesting military involvement, but they would like more pressure on Yemen's leaders. However, they can't really go much beyond what they've done, in large part because foreign interference would, of course, bring in an accusation of imperialism, and there's no way that any foreign country could actually start imposing its own choice as leader, because that would backfire spectacularly.
Are there any opposition leaders that you think could step forward?
There's a few key characters who are who've been around a while. The most eyes are really on the Ahmar family, who are the leaders of the Hashid tribe, the most powerful tribe in the country. They've said they probably wouldn't stand, but I wouldn't rule it out as yet. However, there is a risk, because they are so central in the opposition movement, that a system that was in place before President Saleh and his cohorts dominated the system, well, then this Ahmar family, the head of the Hashid tribe, well, then they would dominate the system with them and their appointees. And you wouldn't get the accountable democracy that the protesters have been fighting and indeed dying for.
What would make you optimistic about the situation in Yemen?
A more thorough and well-thought-out transition plan would help. There has been a really quite quality document put out by the youth movement. It's obviously very amorphous and new, but it includes all kinds of a caretaker council with non-politicians and experts. It allows for a nine-month transition period, which would in turn give a new constitution and give time for putting in place institutions that could oversee a true, free and fair election. By forcing everything through in reality 60 days, they're not going to have the time to introduce a new political system that will represent all of the Yemenis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Powell. We've been speaking with Robert Powell. He's a senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit in New York. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.